Cormac Fletch Fletcher looked at the monitor sitting on the kitchen counter at the woman standing at his front door. His security cameras caught every inch of his property, starting from just outside the garage to around the back of the yard. He could tell who was driving up his driveway and who was at his door without leaving his house. Hell, he could even log into the app and check the tapes when he was thousands of miles away on a mission. All he needed was a Wi-Fi connection. The woman at his door was probably 5'9", taller than the women he was typically attracted to. It was hard to guess her age because she looked tired. He figured probably late 20s or early 30s. Her brown hair was pulled back into a ponytail. Fletch couldn't tell what color her eyes were as she kept them downcast, never looking up at the door to be captured by the camera hidden in the ornate door knocker. He'd received several messages about the rental apartment over his garage, and Fletch had a few interviews lined up with people who had inquired. The apartment really wasn't anything special. It had a single bathroom with a shower-bath combo, one bedroom, and a small kitchen. There were a couple pieces of furniture, a double bed, a refrigerator, and an old couch and coffee table. It wasn't fancy by any stretch of the imagination, but it was clean and safer than anyone probably knew, considering who he was and what he did for a living. He didn't have a lot of enemies, but there were always people who were jealous of him being in Delta Force. It wasn't widely known. In fact, not many people knew at all. But there was some suspicion that he and his team were more than simple soldiers. They were damn good at what they did and didn't seem to have any trouble attracting the ladies. The combination had spelled trouble for some of the other Deltas in the past, even without anyone knowing about their special forces background. Renting the apartment would mean there'd be someone on his property to keep an eye on it when he was away on a mission. Fletch wiped his hands dry after rinsing the last dish in his sink and turned off the security monitor. Not advertising the fact that he had such intensive security was key in catching anyone dumb enough to try to rob or vandalize his property. He walked to the door and opened it wide. The woman standing there looked up with a gasp and took a step backwards after seeing him. Fletch knew he could be scary. He was 6'2" tall and muscular. He'd spent much of his life making sure he was in shape and that no one would mistake him for anything other than what he was. Dangerous. He had tattoos on his forearms and biceps. They were bright and somewhat gaudy. He looked like a stereotypical sailor. Some of the tattoos he'd gotten when he was young and dumb. He probably wouldn't choose them if he had to make the decision again, but what was done was done. Fletch knew when people who didn't know him caught a glimpse of him. They were weary. He was big and knew how to use that to his advantage to intimidate people. But the woman on his doorstep wasn't someone he wanted to scare away. He pasted a smile on his face as he greeted her.
"Hi, you're Emily Grant. Hear about renting the apartment?"
Fletch asked, trying to put the woman at ease. Emily looked up at the man standing in the doorway. If she hadn't been so desperate, she probably would have turned around and gotten right back into her 1998 Honda Civic and driven away. She wasn't sure what she'd expected out of the man who'd invited her to come check out the apartment, but it wasn't someone who, while only a few inches taller, could easily bench press her. His tattoos were also a surprise. She'd seen lots of tattoos on the soldiers at the base, but they were usually more subdued. Black tribal designs or something similar. Instead, the very masculine man had what looked like cartoon characters on his forearms. He was wearing a plaid shirt, open at the throat, enough for her to realize he didn't have a carpet of fur on his chest, and with the sleeves rolled back to his elbows. She didn't get an in-depth look at the tattoos, knowing it would be rude to stare, but they still surprised her. Somehow, though, they worked for him. Putting aside thoughts of his tattoos and whether he had any others hidden, Emily brought her gaze up to the man's. She needed this apartment. It was one of the only places she could find that was close enough to work and school and was within her small budget. She took a deep breath. "Yeah, I'm Emily. I appreciate you meeting with me today.